Let's read from the Holy Word of God today. We're going to read from Revelation 21, 1 through 8. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away." And he that sat upon the throne said, "Behold, I will make all things new." And he said unto me, "Write, for these things are true and faithful." And he said unto me, "It is done. I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Yeah, he mentions liars. That would be the church systems in America, lying with their pagan holidays, lying with all of their false cultural worldly ways. Oh, the word of God is so true and so holy. If you will yield to the word of God today and test your life to it, you will be transformed. Set your feet on the solid rock of Jesus Christ.